If I could just shove you, Alan, to close the door.
Actually, I have to run out for a second. I have to take my medicine.
Yeah. Right, okay. Now, we began our study of Reb Chaim in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Zayin. We want to finish that up today, Mirtz Hashem. And one dimension of this Reb Chaim, which we de-emphasized last week, but I want to put it at the front because I see how critical it is the Gemara in Krisus. And you'll see two different paragraphs that start with the word Vehine. And we're looking at the second one, Vehine Bekrisus. The Gemara, the Braisa, records a machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik with an explanation of Rav Ashi. According to the Tanakama, in the case of Chitui, which means he pokes at the live charcoals on Shabbos, he's chayav only one chatos. According to Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik, he's chayav two chatos, meaning, whereas the Tanakama holds him liable for one malacha, Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik holds him liable for two malachos. What are the two malachos? One is called mechabe, and the other is called mavir. Now, what is he really interested in this case? So again, the details you have to look in Krisus, but let's just lay down the following premise. His primary interest in this chitui is kibui. He wants to put out some of the coals and extinguish them, and therefore he's definitely chayav from meleches kibui. He wants these coals, instead of disintegrating by virtue of the heat, he wants to cool them off and use them in the future. Today we have gas grills, you know, but those days they had charcoal. So they needed the pecham, what's called the pecham. So that's called meleches kibui. Comes along Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik and he says there's another melech. Because when he puts out the top ones, he also exposes the bottom ones to more friction through this chitui, more air, and as a result, he's mavir, and he's chayav from meleches mavir. So whereas Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadik has two chatos, one for the elyonos, that's called kibui, and another one for the tachtonos, that's called havara, the Tanakhama says, you're only chayav one. So if Ashi says, why does the Tanakhama limit your chayav to one? Because he's niskaven lechavos. His interest is kibus. Vehuvaru, but the tachtonos became flamed up, mei alehem. Not because of his intention, but as a natural consequence of his meleches kibui. Then you have to ask yourself the question, well, okay, if that explains the Tanakhama, sarala ki Rabbi Shimon, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda about Dovah Shedem Iskavin. We can now identify the Chachamim in this Braisa in Mavir as Rabbi Shimon, meaning the Bala Braisa holds like Rabbi Shimon, Tanakhama, that Dovah Shedem Iskavin is Potur. Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik, however, holds ki Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer Dovah Shedem Iskavin, Chai. So Tosus points out that this undermines everything that we know about Meleches Shabbos. Even if Rabbi Yehuda holds Dovah Shenim Iskavin is Chayev, Bamedvar Mamurim, that's only in Shari Surei Torah. But with regard to Shabbos, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that Dovah Shenim Iskavin is Potter. There's no way you can be Chayev Chatos for Dovah Shenim Iskavin. And the reason for that is because with regard to Shabbos, we have a special requirement called Meleches Machsheves. Meleches Machsheves means well calculated, well thought out, well planned. He has a purpose in mind, his intention is clear, and that's the Melacha that he implemented. But if, on the other hand, he had no intention to do this Melacha, then even Rabbi Yehuda would say, even though he's Chayev in Kol Tarkula, but in Shabbos he's Potter. So then, what does Rav Ashi gain by identifying Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik with Rabbi Yehuda about Davar Sheni Miskaven. Here we're talking about a Chiyuv on Shabbos, and even Rabbi Yehuda, although he holds Davar Sheni Miskaven is Chayiv and Kol Tarkula, here in Shabbos he's Patur. So Tosis answers that, you know what? The reason why Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik says he's Chayiv for Mavir, even though it's a Davar Sheni Miskaven, is because of the rule of Psik Resha. Inevitably, he's going to light up the flame on the lower charcoal and violate Meleches Mavir. So that's wonderful. That certainly justifies Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok. There's no Davar Sheni Miskaven in the case of segregation, if he's chayev not only for Kibui but also for Havara. But now we're stuck with the Tana Kamma. We identify the Tana Kamma with Rabbi Shimon, namely Davar Sheni Miskaven. How's that going to help me? By saying that the Tana Kamma drops the Chatos on Avar because he holds like Rav Shimon in Davar Sheni Miskaven, here's a case of Psik Resha. Moda Rav Shimon Psik Resha Velo Yomus.
But it's a Davar Shimon,
I don't know exactly how this Havara happens, but apparently when he pokes the top ones, he also touches the bottom ones.
I thought he just exposes it to the air.
I don't know. I'm not sure. So that detail you'll have to go into the sugi itself. If you have a Gemara Krisus, maybe we'll have a chance to look it up. But fundamentally, what's going on here is that he's chayv from Leches Havara according to Rebbe Loza because of the Psik Resha element. If that be the case, then what do you gain by identifying the Tana Kamma with Reb Shimon? Moda Reb Shimon Psik Resha. Satosis answers. The Kevon the Eino Tzarech LaAvara, since he's not interested right now in Avara, Havi Le Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa. When Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa, Talia Beplukta Reb Shimon Ve Reb Yehuda, Im Chayv Aleim Lav, and therefore the Tana Kamma is going to say that he's potter from Malacha Savara because it's a Malacha Sheina Tzricha LeGufa. Now, if that be the case, the Rambam happens to paskin in Perek Aleph Milchas Shabbos that Malach Shein Tzricha LeGufa like Rabbi Yehuda is chayev. He doesn't have therefore the option of explaining like Tosfos, because the Rambam in fact paskins in Perek Zayin Milchas Shgogas Halacha Beis that Hachote Gecholim B'Shabbos. The Rambam says Im Niskavin Lechabos Ula Havir Chayev Shtayim. Now we just finished saying that in that case where he had kavana only for the kibui and not for the avara, the Tana Kamma holds that you are potu for a chatas on the avara. And why is that so? Because of malacha sheni tzricha legufa. It couldn't be because of davar sheni miskaven, because if it was a davar sheni miskaven, even Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon would say you're only chayv achas and there's no machlokas. The answer must be that davar sheni miskaven is not applicable. And why isn't it applicable? Because it's a psik resha. If it's a psik resha, how do we justify the Tana Kamma? And the Rambam passes like the Tana Kamma that if his kavana was only for kibui and not for avara, he's potter for the avara. After all, just like Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok says, he's chayav for the avara because it's a psik resha, which completely neutralizes the principle of davar sheni miskaven. So too, the Reb Shimon should also say that. That Psik Resha completely undermines the Davar Sheni Miskaven, and therefore it should be Chayav. So the Tosis gave the answer, well, it's a Malacha She'ena Tzricha LeGufa, that's not going to help for the Rambam. So we're left with the following Kasha. Basically, Tosis is Kasha about how to understand the Machlokes between the Tana Kamma and Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok. It remains a Kasha for the Rambam. The Rambam does not have the option of offering Tosis's Kasha to explain the machlokas between the Tana Kamma and Blaz of Reb Tzadok. They both would have to agree, according to Tosis, that if it's a Davar Sheni Miskaven, there is no Chiyuv Chatos. Elamai, we're going to have to say that it's a Psik Resha. If it's a Psik Resha, then Davar Sheni Miskaven is not going to help you, according to Reb Shimon as well. So what would be the justification for pattering him up from a Chiyuv Chatos on Meleches Havara? The answer is going to have to be, says Tosis, Malach Shein Tzricha LeGufa. The Rambam on the one hand says that if he didn't have Kavana Lahavir Satachtonos, he's Potter, and yet the Rambam himself holds that Malach Shein Tzricha LeGufa Chayv like Rabbi Yehuda. So we're stuck with that problem. And to a large extent, and again, I was unaware of this in my presentation last week, Reb Chaim is coming to answer that one kash. In other words, there are many, many different questions that Reb Chaim wants to answer, but that one remains, I think, the outstanding question. Meaning, I believe that if you would ask Reb Chaim after he presents his entire thesis, what do you boast about? What do you take credit for? I think that he would take credit as his proof text. This Gemara increases with the Rambam in Hilchos Shgagos Perek Zayin, and that's going to prove his point. So what is his point? Now, what I want to do is review the breakthrough of Reb Chaim. We spoke about it last week, but I want to again see it a second time. And that begins with what I would have said is a new paragraph. But in our printing, it doesn't appear as a new paragraph, I don't think. So if you have page Vav in Reb Chaim, it's on the bottom right, about 10 lines up from the bottom, a little bit less maybe. Venira Lomar. And from here until the next page, which is page 6, it has one, it's printed as one long continuous paragraph. I would break it up into about 5 different paragraphs. And this point itself becomes a new paragraph, which is not okay. Reb Chaim goes back to the drawing board and he says that this sheet of Tosfos, which appears all over the place in Yuma and elsewhere, that even Reb Yehuda, who holds Dover Sheinim is Kamen is Chayiv and Kol Torkuli is Moden Shabbos because of Maleches Machsheves, says Reb Chaim, that concept of Maleches Machsheves is really identical with Dover Sheinim is Kamen. What does that mean? What is Machsheves? Machsheves means that a person has to be aware of what he's doing. Now, Reb Chaim doesn't use any English words. So as soon as I, Azariah Berzon, use the word awareness, I'm in trouble. You know, I might be treading on very dangerous water. Because to take Reb Chaim's lomdus and translate it into an English word is a scary thing. It may or may not be what Reb Chaim understood. Reb Chaim actually doesn't use the word awareness, obviously not in English, but he uses the word yediyah. Okay, you'll see this in the middle of the long paragraph on the left, and I'll just read to you the relevant line. He says that, let me just find it, sorry. Din Maleches Machsheves, smack in the middle of this left column, he says, Yesod Dino Tolui Bidas Ube Machsheva. Okay, I said Yediyah. He doesn't even use the word Yediyah. That would have been a little bit closer to my English translation. He calls it Das Umachshova. So Rabosai, again, this is you know, the ball is in your court as to whether or not you want to agree with me. And if you disagree with me, that's fine. I won't be your best friend, but you could disagree with me. But I'm going to present the word awareness. I think, you know, after working very hard on this Reb Chaim, and I reviewed it many, many times, I believe that that's what Reb Chaim has in mind when he says, Das Umachshov. And I'll tell you why. First of all, to prove his point, Reb Chaim invokes a sugya of Maleches Machsheves with regard to Misasek. And Reb Chaim says that the Gemara derives the Ptur of Misasek from the principle and the requirement of Maleches Machsheves. Then ask, what is Misasek? And from that, you jump to a Gemara in Bava Kama about Evan Munachas Lo Becheko V'Omad V'Nofla. It means that he's unaware of the fact that he has sitting on his lap or on his chest an Evan. Let's say he went to sleep and somebody put an Evan on his chest. He wakes up, stands up, and before he gets a chance to you know, to be conscious of everything that's going on around him, he sees that this brick or this Evan just goes shooting out. Let's say it went from Rishus HaYochin into Rishus HaRabin, which is called Melech HaZorik. And the Mishnah and the Gemara establishes Linyan Shabbos Potur. Why? Because Melech HaMachsheves Osra Torah. So we see that Melech HaMachsheves, the word Machsheves means Das. Das means he's well aware of his action. If he's unaware of his action, that's a ptur of Melech HaMachsheves. Now on the side, I want to point out that Reb Chaim cannot deny that there are other dimensions and definitions to Melech HaMachsheves. For example, the Gemara says that Mekalkel is Potter on Shabbos because it's not Melech HaMachsheves. Reb Chaim can't deny that. That's Gemara in Chagiga. Or for example, the Rashbam, for his Shita, holds that Pachos Mikashir is not Melech HaMachsheves. Those cases have nothing to do with Yediya and Das. He's well aware of the fact that he's doing this act of the Malach, which is Kilkul, or Chatzi Shir. You can't fool him about it, or he can't fool you about it. He knows. He's aware. Rashi says in Masechta Beitza that if it's not a Meleches Umnus, it's not Meleches Machshemes. There too, it has nothing to do with Yediya. You know, when he gathers together these onions and puts them in a basket, he's Ma'amer Betzolim. He knows very well what he's doing. And therefore, I think that Reb Chaim is taking the word Machsheves in one particular vein, knowing full well that the word Machsheves could mean something else and does mean something else. Machsheves means Chashivus. It's got to be a certain significance. So if you write with your left hand, that's not called Chashivus. And if you only carry half a grogeres, that's not called Chashivus. And if it's Mekalkel, it's not called Chashivus. If it's not Meleches Umnus, it's not called Chashivus. Reb Chaim is aware of all that. But that defines Meleches Machsheves vis-a-vis the Melacha and its achievement. Right? Every Melacha has its achievement. We call it in Yiddish the Uftu, or you might call it the Tachlis. The Tachlis in the Melacha has to have a certain Chashivus to it. And if it's destructive, or it's minimal, or it's something that any Joe can do without even blinking, etc., etc., then it's lacking in the objective Chashivus of the Melacha per se. Call it, if you will, the Chefta of the Melacha. The Uftu of the Melacha.
But it doesn't matter any, because you know, since the last month Shabbos is a Kula, or it can have multiple definitions. It can be a very broad definition. All he's doing is contributing one aspect of it.
Alan, and I think you and I are probably both saying the same thing in different words, but you'll tell me if you're saying something totally different. What I want to suggest is that the word Machsheves means two different things, both at the same time. Machsheves, first of all, is Miloshen Chashivus, which means a certain objective significance or validation. And I'll give you a host of different nafkiminas, a host of different categories of pturim, which are potter because of Meleches Chashivus, or Melacha Chashuva. Reb Chaim's not going to deny that. Reb Chaim analyzes the word Machsheves and the concept of Meleches Machsheves from a different perspective. What we're talking about now is not the objective Chashivus, but we're talking about his relationship to the Melacha. For example, if you talk about Melacha Sheinat Tzricha L'Guf, you're asking, what does he need the Melacha for? That's again entering into the psyche of the person, the Osa Melacha. If you want to talk about Misasek, where he's not aware of the Melacha, you're entering into the psyche of the person. If you're talking about Dovah Sheinat Miskaved, he didn't have an intention, you're entering into the psyche of the person. In all these cases, Reb Chaim is offering a new definition of Meleches Machsheves. Meleches Machsheves means Yediyah. Now, here's where Reb Chaim pulls a fast one. And he says the following. That Dover Sheinu Miskaven, against every intuition and every limb in our body, Dover Sheinu Miskaven is not a ptur of Meleches Machsheves. You and I would think that if the word machsheves means, well, what is he interested in? What is he calculating? What does he want? What are his intentions, his benefits, and so forth and so on? Then certainly Dovah Shenim Iskabi, where he didn't intend to do it at all, would become a p'tur of Moleches Machsheves. Here the Reb Chaim says, wait a minute, walk very carefully. And it all depends on the following. Is there yidia? Is there no yidia? Machsheves here means yidia. In the case of Misasek, he doesn't have a yidia. In the case of Dovah Shenim Iskabi, does he have a yidia or does he not? Proceed with caution. If there's no psik resha, then you could argue he doesn't know what's going to happen over here. If he intends to do it, then he knows that he's doing it. Again, he may be aborted, and he may fail at the end of the day if he doesn't expedite matters, you know, professionally and precisely. But he knows what he's doing. That's called a knowledge which creates Moleches Machsheves. That would be a Dover HaMiskavi. What happens to the Dover Shadim Miskavi? Well, let's ask ourselves the question. Does he know it's going to happen? Does he not know it's going to happen? So Reb Chaim says that knowledge will depend upon psik resha or ein psik resha. But as far as the concept of Dover Shadim Miskavin is concerned, where is it anchored? Kavana means ratzon. Kavana means, what am I trying to get out of this? That's not Moleches Machsheves. Machsheves is knowledge, is yidia. Do I know it's going to happen? Do I not know it's going to happen? Am I aware of the repercussions of my actions or not? Now, it could be that a Dover Shadim Iskavin in many situations overlaps with a Chisaron Yediyah. And when does that apply? If there's no Psik Resha. If there's no Psik Resha, that's called Chisaron Yediyah. But don't make the big blunder here and think that the reason why Dover Shenim Iskam would be Potter and Shabbos is because of a Chisaron Ratzon. Chisaron Ratzon is a concept and a precondition, according to Reb Shimon at least, that applies in Kol HaTorah Kula. And Reb Shimon says that when the Torah says you're not allowed to do X, whether it's, we spoke about Sirus, if you remember, we spoke about Ktsitsas Baheres, and we spoke about Tisporas of a Nazir, and all these different Isurim, what the Torah means is, according to Reb Shimon, don't intend to have that benefit. When you do the action, don't intend to remove your hairs from your head if you're a Nazir, to remove Baharis if it's, you know, a Mila Baharis if it's got Tzaras on it. The intention means the will of the person. Now, you and I would have said that maybe Rabbi Yehuda's position is more attractive in a certain sense, intuitively, that what difference it makes? You're doing it. If you're doing it, then you're responsible. The Torah says don't do it. You went ahead and did it. Comes along Reb Shimon, and he adds another condition. It's not enough that you did the action. You have to want to do the action. If the action happened through your energy, but you didn't want it to happen, then you're not chayv and kol Torah kula. That has no bearing on Shabbos at all, says Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says that with regard to Shabbos, I ask one question and only one, and one question only. I don't care whether you have kavana and ratzon. I don't care if you have ratzon. You knew you were doing the malacha, then you chayv. Why? Because your knowledge of the malacha, meaning we asked you before you embarked on this malacha, and do you know what you're getting into? It's like, you know, in the course, where they say, I swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth. You know what I'm saying? And then they say, well, do you know? You're aware of all your rights and so forth and so on. In Shabbos, we're only going to ask you, are you aware of what you're doing? There are 39 malachas. Are you aware that the fact, it's almost like a hasra in a sense. Moleches Machsheves is a hasra. It tells you, don't embark on this action because this action is a malacha and the Torah prohibited. If you know you're going to do it, then you chayv.
Sorry, you know you're going to comb your hair. but you don't know that hairs are going to fall out.
Exactly.
So what's...
So therefore, when Tosfos says that even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Dovra She'enu Miskavin is Chayav, he would admit in Shabbos that you're Patur, that's because he doesn't know whether it's going to happen or not. Which means, again, translating into fancy words, Ein Psik Reisha. And that's the key to unlock the mystery of this Reb Chaim. And I went over this Reb Chaim over and over again until I finally discovered this. This is what you have to put up on top here in Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, when you talk about the Dovra She'enu Miskavin on Shabbos, and you want to know whether to apply Maleches Machshevas or not, don't be fooled. Don't think that as soon as you say those magic words as Eino Miskavi, that should have an implication on Shabbos, because on Shabbos I don't care whether he's Miskavin or not. Miskavin equals Ratzon. I don't care whether he wants it or not. I just have to warn him, you should know up front, without a shadow of a doubt, that this is going to happen. So then, when does Dovra She'enu Miskavin have any relevance, any repercussions in Shabbos? That's only if what? There's no psik reisha. If there's no psik reisha, then the reason why he's potter is because he's lacking in maleches machshevas, because maleches machshevas means yedia. The fact that it's ain't a miskaven is only confusing you. If you get to kol ha-tarkula, that's where ain't a miskaven becomes your primary consideration according to Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon's chiddush is that knowing that you're going to do this avera and deliberately going ahead and doing it is not enough. We have another condition. You have to want to do it. And if you don't want to do it, you're not chayav. It's almost, again, I don't want to say these words, but it's almost like Reb Shimon is coming with a religious perspective on Averis. A religious perspective meaning, are you rebelling against God? And your desire to get the results of this Isur despite Hashem's prohibition, and that makes you an Eisvarf. That makes you a criminal in the eyes of the law. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda says we don't have to go into a psychological religious analysis, you know, and put him on the chair and ask him, well, what do you want? What do you don't want? Forget about all that. All that counts, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is the fact that nobody forced you, nobody compelled you. You were aware of the Isur, you got Asra, and you went ahead and you did Asra. You want it? You don't want it? Irrelevant.
So Reb Chaim is of the spur of Dasi and Machshava as an explanation of Dovra She'enu Miskavin is only according to Rabbi
Yehuda? Wait a second. Das and Machshava is only on Shabbos. That's Melechus Machshavas. Yeah.
But it's only according to Rabbi Yehuda?
No. That's...
Because Reb Shimon said that you didn't know the condition. You have to not want it.
No. That's in Shari Suri Torah. Okay. So again, this is what we have to go over a few times. And don't be embarrassed if I have to go over this, because for me, I had to go over it 1,000 times until I finally caught what Reb Chaim was saying. He's very, very abridged, Reb Chaim. When he gets to the punchline, he's got like 2 lines. You know, it reminds me of the Ramban. If you've ever looked at the Ramban, Melchamas Hashem, you know, he goes on and on and on. And finally, and you blink and you miss the point, he gets to the punchline in 1 line. This is the size of the Ramban, and there's 1 line. There's 1 line here in Reb Chaim, which is the revolution. Reb Chaim is saying that the machlokas from Yehuda and Reb Shimon about whether or not you have to want the Avera, you know, you want the Avera, and that desire for the Avera is what makes you a bad guy. That machlokas is in Kol HaTorah Kula. In Shabbos, there is no such condition of wanting the Avera. Shabbos is very unique. Shabbos came along with a different condition. What makes you, and this is even according to Yehuda, what makes you chayav in Shabbos? A, the fact that you did the malacha, shall I say, willingly, meaning nobody compelled you. And 2, the fact that you knew that this malacha is going to happen. Did you want it? Did you not want it? Totally irrelevant to Shabbos.
What do you have to say? He doesn't want it, is it? If he wants it. So, I mean, then you don't have to worry about whether there's a psik reisha or not. Because even if there's not a psik reisha, but he wants to do it, he should be chayav. It's when he doesn't want to do it, and there's a psik reisha, he should be chayav.
No, what I'm saying is that when does psik reisha become relevant, that's when he wants to do it.
When he doesn't want to do it.
He doesn't want to upset the Ribbono Shel Olam.
Right.
He's not interested in doing that. Then psik reisha sets in.
Yeah, but when he does want to do it, psik reisha doesn't make a difference.
Right. But that's a Dovra Miskavin. Right. If he wants the enjoyment, you know, let's say for example, he wants to wear kalayim and warm up his body in a cold, freezing day in the winter, then psik reisha is totally irrelevant. He may or may not, as I said before, be proficient, and after he implements the action, he may succeed or not succeed. If he succeeds and he warms his body and it's kelayim, then he's chayev. Why is he chayev? So if Shimon says he's chayev, because he wants to warm up his body. Rabbi Yehuda would say that if he's miskamen, then there's nothing to talk about. Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush is that even if he's not miskamen and he doesn't want to warm up his body, he's interested in something else. And his galgalu inyonim, that he ends up with the metzius of the avera. So Rabbi Yehuda says he's chayev in such a case, even though he's not miskamen. And even though he didn't know whether it was going to happen or not know whether it's going to happen, he was deliberate about it, and that's enough to say he's chayev. Rav Shimon says his deliberate is not enough. That's one condition. He's got to be deliberate and desirable of this malach, of this avera. And if he does an avera deliberately, but really he was interested in something else entirely, then Rav Shimon says he's not chayev. Says Rav Chaim, that's as far as Kol HaTorah Kulo is concerned. And that's the universal machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about Dover Shein and Miskav. Says Rabbi Chaim, but as far as Shabbos is concerned, what do we need in order to make him chayev? Meleches Machsheves. Now, again, Alan, you and I had a discussion before the Beis Medrash that Meleches Machsheves could go in one of two ways. It could be a kula or a chumra. Here, Rabbi Chaim is postulating Meleches Machsheves as a chumra, meaning Rav Chaim is saying that despite the fact that you aren't interested, you aren't motivated, there was no ratzon here to do the malacha and achieve the malacha, nevertheless you'll be chayev in Shabbos, because Meleches Machsheves now becomes a chumrah. But on the other hand, Meleches Machsheves is also a kula, because Meleches Machsheves, as opposed to Dovah Shein Miskavin and Kol HaTorah Kulo, requires yediyah. And when would there be a dia without ratzon? That would be a psikresha. Well, let's start it the other way around. It would be a davar shein miskavin with a psikresha. So what happens in a davar shein miskavin with a psikresha? Here's how Rav Chaim analyzes that. He takes davar shein miskavin with a psikresha and he puts it under a microscope. And he sends it to the lab. And this is what Rav Chaim comes up with. He says the following. In Kol HaTorah Kulo, would you be chayev, let's say according to Rav Shimon, or not? So the answer is, this is where the Aruch comes to the fore. It depends on nichale and lo nichale. Why? Because you can't tell me, says Rav Shimon, that you didn't want this action and this avera to happen if you knew it was going to happen. You're fooling us. Unless it's lo nichale. So basically, lo nichale, according to Rav Shimon, the way Rav Chaim understands the Aruch, is getting us back to square one of a davar she'eino miskaven. So psikresh lo nichale is a halacha where, I'm going to give you two options, a 50% chance you get the right answer. Is it in Kol HaTorah Kulo or is it in Shabbos?
Nichale?
I say psikresh lo nichale, the shitas Aruch, is it relevant to Shabbos or relevant to Kol HaTorah Kulo? It can only be relevant to Kol HaTorah Kulo, because in Hilchas Shabbos you already have a yediyah.
Right.
The fact that lo nichale is irrelevant in Hilchas Shabbos. That's the chumra of Meleches Machsheves in Shabbos. Why is Meleches Machsheves a chumra according to Reb Chaim? Because it tells me that as long as you have machshava, you have elevated this malacha to an avera where in Kol HaTorah Kulo by universal standards it would not qualify as an avera according to Reb Shimon. Why? Because Reb Shimon would say, well, lo nichale, it doesn't benefit from it, doesn't warm me up in the winter, so therefore I'm not chayav in Kol HaTorah Kulo. But in Shabbos I have to ask myself the question, is there a psikresha, is it not a psikresha? That's the only question I'm going to ask. I don't go on to the next step and ask, is it nichale or lo nichale, because that's irrelevant. Why? Because Meleches Machsheves tells me that as long as you had a yediyah, i.e. psikresha, you're chayav. And I don't care whether you approve of it or not, whether you want it or not. Those questions about desiring, don't leave them out of Shabbos, because in Shabbos the Torah says Meleches Machsheves. In Kol HaTorah Kulo, Reb Shimon is Machadish. The Torah says, do you want it? Is it Nichole? Do you get benefits from it? Are you motivated? You know, did you dance in the street because, you know, now it warms you up and you were in Kalim in the winter and you're not going to catch pneumonia? That's what you want to ask yourself. And if your answer is, wow, I'm so excited that these Kalim warmed me up, then I'm chay for Kalayim. In Shabbos, I'm not going to ask you whether you're excited about the Malacha. I'm going to ask you, did you know that the Malacha was going to happen? That makes it into Meleches Machsheves. Now let's see how Reb Chaim uses this breakthrough to interpret the sugya increases. And here I want to show you Umeata. Where is this Umeata? And again, there are many parts of Reb Chaim which I'd like to review with you, but we'll see how much time we have. But certainly I want to get to the punchline before the bell rings. That's Umeata. So you're in the left column now on page Vav, and you're counting up about 8 lines from the bottom. You have it, Umeata? Okay. Misyashva heitev hasugya decreases biniskavim lechabos vehuvru me'alehem. And just give me 1 minute, because I think I may have left out one more important point. Just give me a second here. Okay, I'm sorry. I have to, shall I say, backtrack a little bit. Is that okay? Now, I may confuse you and confuse myself here, but hopefully not. You know, I need a shira malos mi mamakim krasicha here now. Okay, let me say the following. When I said that psikresha delo nichale, the shita sa'arach, is relevant to Rabbi Yehuda, correct? Because it becomes a din in Kol HaTorah Kula, and therefore, just 1 second. I'm sorry. What am I saying? According to Rabbi Yehuda, wait, just give me a minute to make the calculation again. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Dover Shady Miskami and Kol HaTorah Kula. I'm sorry. When I said to you that Psikresha Dlo Nichle, the Shita Sa'arach, is relevant to Kol HaTorah Kula, what I meant was, according to Reb Shimon. Why? Reb Shimon holds that in order to be Chayav, we need approval, we need will, correct? We need Ratzon. That's why Reb Shimon holds Dover Shady Miskavein is Potter. What is the Arach's Lo Nichle helping me? The Arach's Lo Nichle is telling me, I want to protect Dover Shady Miskavein. For whatever Dover Shady Miskavein is worth, and according to Reb Shimon it's worth a lot, I want to protect that against the slings and arrows of psikresha. And what am I going to tell you? I'm going to tell you that don't say that since it's going to happen, obviously he wants it to happen. Don't and yelling and screaming that with a psikresha you're like an ostrich in putting your head in the sand by saying, come on, he doesn't want it. What do you mean he doesn't want it? He's chopping off the head of a chicken and he doesn't want it to die. That's ridiculous. Comes along the Aruch with the following chiddush, that if it's a psikresha dlo nichale, then I have a right to say that Eino Chinami, despite the 100% statistical knowledge and certainty that it's going to happen, nevertheless he's still an Eino Miskaven. Again, making him into an Eino Miskaven, which is the goal of the Aruch, is not going to help me according to whose shita? According to Yehuda Shita. Why? Because what are you going to tell me? So it's Lo Nichole, and therefore it's a Dover Shein Miskavin. Because again, how did Rav Chaim define Dover Shein Miskavin? He doesn't have Ratzon. So you tell me since it's Lo Nichole, he doesn't have Ratzon, despite the psikresha. That doesn't help me according to Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda never accepted that Ratzon was a precondition in Averus in the Torah. But it's going to help me a lot for Rav Shimon. Comes along Rav Chaim, and he says that if you accept all my premises, then in a case of a psikresha delo nichale, if I hold like Reb Shimon, he'll be potter on Shabbos as well. So it's not what I said to you before, and I apologize. I said to you before that we activate the principle of Meleches Machsheves L'chumra. I went too far. Again, eschatoyni maskir, you know, it's Erev Yom Kippur, so I have to ask for mechila. No, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, there is such a thing as psikreishul as melech sbakshemus l'chumer, but it's not relevant to us today. What I mean to say is that if, just one second, if it's a psikreishul, right. So psikreishul d'lo michale is only going to be relevant for Reb Shimon. That's the breakthrough of Reb Chaim. Now let's understand, why is psikreishul michale only relevant for Reb Shimon? Because once it's a psikreishul, we have meleches machshavos. The only thing that I can gain from lo nichale in the case of psikreisha is making it into a davar sheinu miskame. Is memele that can only help me if I hold of davar sheinu miskame, meaning if I hold like Reb Shimon, I can't help me from Yehuda. That's the breakthrough of Reb Chaim. Let's see if I can flesh it out. Again, it may sound a little bit abstract. He says, "Me'ata misyashva heite vasugi the krisus." This is where I think Reb Chaim's claim to fame is. The Gemara says that the Gemara identifies Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok, who says Yechayim Shtayim, Yechayim also for the Avara, with the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that Dov Shein Miskavin is Chayim. V'lo kosh esu Masha b'Shabbos Dov Shein Miskavin gamler Rabbi Yehuda ina osu l'mid Rabban. Now you have the kash of Tosfos. Tosfos says, what do you gain by identifying Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok with Reb Shimon? I'm sorry, with Rabbi Yehuda. About Dov Shein Miskavin Chayav, we're talking about Shabbos. And in Shabbos, even Rabbi Yehuda's Modeh. Yeah, when is Rabbi Yehuda Modeh in Shabbos? Who remembers, according to Rabbi Chaim?
What?
I'm hoping you'll get this answer right. Because if you
ask the question again.
Yeah, I'll ask the question again. Tosfos says in many places, in Yuma and elsewhere, Krisus, that Rabbi Yehuda will admit that although in Kol HaTorah Kulo Dov Shein Miskavin is Chayav, on Shabbos he's Potter, because of Meleches Machshavos. Okay? When does that apply, according to Reb Chaim? When does Rabbi Yehuda shift from Kol HaTorah Kulo where you're Chayav in a Dov Shein Miskavin to Shabbos where you're Potter in a Dov Shein Miskavin? Under what condition? What has to be fulfilled? That it's not a psikreisha. Okay, you have it? That it's not a psikreisha. Once it's a psikreisha, then what do you gain over here? Because if it's a psikreisha, then in Shabbos, you know, the fact that it's, the fact that somehow it's lo nichale, it's not going to help you at all, because once it's psikreisha, you're doing it, and therefore you fulfill the requirement of meleches machshavos. The only way that Rabbi Yehuda could possibly gain from meleches machshavos a ptur is if it's a davar sheinu miskavin without a psikreisha. Because if a davar sheinu miskavin without a psikreisha, he has no what? Yedia. If he has no yediyah, then in Shabbos he's going to be potter because of the unique halacha of. So in other words, in Kol HaTorah Kulo, what's the condition? The condition has to be that he's that he did it. And if he did it, whether he has kavana, he doesn't have kavana, he's chayav. And you might apply that yardstick to Shabbos and say, well, in Shabbos also Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that if he did it, he did it, and he's chayav for the malacha whether he wants it or he doesn't want it. Ah, no. But in Shabbos, there's another condition. What's the additional condition? He has to know it's going to happen. And if he doesn't know it's going to happen, then Dover Shein Miskavi means a chisoyin of Meleches Machshavos. Why? Because he doesn't know it's going to happen. That's what Tosfos means when he says that in Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda will be moda that's potter min Rabban. So again, the kula of Rabbi Yehuda from Kol HaTorah Kulo to Shabbos in Dover Shein Miskavi is only relevant when there's no psikreisha. Do we have that? I mean, that has to be mamish hakarayin in kop, you know, as we say. I would write on the blackboard, but the whiteboard. Sorry. If there's no psikreisha, you have that? Says Reb Chaim, lo kosh esu, now Tosfos' kasha is not a kasha. Here in the case where he's maveris hatochtonos, shiny, it's different. Kevon da'avi psik reisha. Those four words, that's the gulat hakoteret, the lovely jewel of Reb Chaim. The whole jewel here, the diamond of Reb Chaim is in these four words. Kevon da'avi psik reisha. Again, what happens once it's psik reisha? According to Yehuda, once it's a psik reisha, you now have fulfilled the requirement of Meleches Machsheves, correct? It's now Meleches Machsheves. As far as Kol HaTorah Kulah is concerned, we couldn't care less whether it's Miskaven or Lo Miskaven. Rabbi Yehuda never had that condition. You want it, you don't want it, you have benefits, you don't have benefits, it warms you, it doesn't warm you, irrelevant. Lamaisa, you violated the Malacha. The Torah says if you knew that you were violating the Malacha, there was no one who forced you, who compelled you, you're Chayav. Why? Because Dovashena Miskaven is Chayav. In Shabbos is another requirement of Meleches Machsheves. Did you want, did you know about it? Did you not know about it? In Dovashena Miskaven, I didn't know about it. And unless what? Unless it's a psikresh. What's the psikresh? I know about it. So the psikresh, basically, Rabbi Yehuda, is back to square one. And you're going to be chayav on Shabbos to the same extent. And you're chayav in Kol Torah Kulah. So what was Tosfos Kasha? How could the Gemara identify Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Tzadik with Rabbi Yehuda and say that in this case, when you're mavir es ha-tachtonos without kavana, how could the Gemara say that you're chayav achatos? You're not chayav achatos, because this is only an Issa Drabanan on a total level. Rav Yehuda's Moda and Shabbos that you're not chayv. The answer is Rav Yehuda's Moda and Shabbos that you're not chayv if there's no psik reisha. But if there is a psik reisha, then you're chayv.
The psik reisha, is that the coals above?
Yeah, I don't know the physics of it, but it's situated in such a way that as soon as you poke the elyonos, the tachtonos are going to, you know, like Alan said, exposed to air, and then you have to know where the mice have looked. I don't know all those details, I can't fill in. But the Gemara says it's definitely a psik reisha. And if it's a psik reisha, therefore a blazer of Shimon is holding that even though he's not miskavi, nevertheless, he's going to be chayav achatos. Now, you're going to tell me, well, wait a minute, it's a psik reisha delo nichole, he has no benefit whatsoever for being mavir esa tachtonos. That's irrelevant. Why is it irrelevant? Because we're holding now like Rabbi Yehuda. Now you want to add another condition in Shabbos Melechas Machsheves. It is Melechas Machsheves. Why? Because of Psik Reisha. Lo Nichole could help you only according to Reb Shimon, who holds that Dovashenim Miskaven is Potur. Because Reb Shimon adds another condition and he says, you're not Chayev for violating an Aveira, you're not Chayev a Korban Chatos or whatever, unless you have the other additional condition that you wanted it to happen. And if you didn't want it to happen, that's called lo nichole, then you're not chayav. That's good for Reb Shimon. But the Gemara in Krisus is going according to Reb Yehuda. And according to Reb Yehuda, he's chayav shtayv, he's chayav even for the Havara, because the unique tour of Meleches Machsheves is not going to kick in over here. You're going to tell me what? He doesn't know about it? What do you mean he doesn't know about it? It's a psik reisha. He knows about it. He has yedia. It's kevod avi psik reisha, kein shaper avi bechlal, Meleches Machsheves. You can check off the condition of Meleches Machsheves. Once you check off the condition of Meleches Machsheves, then you're chayav. Of course, Rabbi Yehuda never recognized another condition of kavan, of ratzon. He doesn't have that condition of ratzon. The afgav v'lo nichle, and even though he doesn't have ratzon, what difference does it make? According to Rabbi Yehuda, not having ratzon is irrelevant. It's irrelevant in Kol HaTorah Kulah, it's irrelevant in Shabbos. V'rak din dov v'shenim eskam shel Kol HaTorah Kulah, Tetoli b'nichusa d'idei. Right, now you're going to talk about Dov HaShenim Eskaven in universal terms, and you're going to say that depends on whether he wants it or not wants it, but that's only according to Rav Shimon. Lazehu d'mahani, hachdolo nichole, and hachdolo nichole tells me that we go back to Dov HaShenim Eskaven, meaning he didn't have ratzon for it. V'zehu toli v'pluta, because there's no additional condition of nichole. But actually, Reb Shimon, who do potter? Because why does Reb Shimon say Dov HaShenim Eskaven is potter? It's because he doesn't want it. He has no desire for it. That's called lo nichole. But now we can answer up the Rambam. What the Rava paskin? He paskin that niskamin lechabos v'huvru amaleim patur. And the obvious kasha is, how could the Rava allow for that patur? After all, it's malachshen tzuch leguf. The Rava holds like Rav Yudi Achai. The answer is because the Rava paskin said dovashenim niskamin is patur like Rav Shimon, which is the sugyan Shabbos daf sarihe. So since the Rambam adopts the Shita of Rav Shimon, that namely, that Dov Shenim Iskavin is Potter in Kol Tarkula, therefore, if it's a Psikresh Lo Nichale, it comes under the Ptur of Dov Shenim Iskavin. Again, it cannot come under the Ptur of Meleches Machsheves because he knows it's going to happen and there's a Psikresh, but since it's Lo Nichale, it becomes a Dov Shenim Iskavin, which according to Rav Shimon is Mutter in Kol Tarkula. And that's why the Rambam could allow you to bring one karma chattas for the meleches kibui that was done by kavana, but not for the meleches avara that was done without kavana, because the Rambam has the luxury of say of applying the principle of dovashenim miskavin since he passed in the sacrum shimon. But now we go back to both the Gemara and the Rambam, and everything fits into place. The Gemara has a machlokas here between the Tanakama and Rav Lozer Reb Tzadik. Is he chayv shtayim or is he not chayv shtayim? Says Rav Ashi, kigon sheniskavin lechavos v'huvru me'aleya. Tanakama sovel lo ki Rav Shimon, that dov shenim iskavin is potu. Rav Lozer Reb Tzadik sovel lo ki Rav Yehuda, diyom dov shenim iskavin chayv. So Tosis raises the question, wait a minute, Rabbi Yehuda holds Dov Hashanim is coming Chayav, that's only in Shari Suritov, but he's Moda that you're Potter in Shabbos because of Melech HaSmach Shabbos. The answer is, says Rav Chaim, we're talking here about a Psik Reisha, and we're talking here about a Psik Reisha, then Melech HaSmach Shabbos doesn't kick in. And therefore, the Aruch Sheet of Lo Nichle can only help us if you hold the Dov Hashanim is coming is Potter, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Dov Hashanim is coming is Chayav, is the Aruch doesn't help us. And here, Rav Shlomo Hyman, the Rosh Yeshiva of Tor V'Das, Zichrono Livracha, he's upset over here because he thinks that Meleches Machsheves is a Kula. And Rav Chaim is turning everything upside down. He's saying that the Shitas Aruch with Sekresh Lo Nichale is related to Kolatar Kula and it has no relationship to Shabbos. So Rav Shlomo Hyman asks, wait a minute, if you have a Kula here of Sekresh Lo Nichale, and you can apply that in Kol Tarkula, then Kol Shkei you should apply it on Shabbos. How can you possibly envision a Kula, meaning the Aruch Shita, Segresh Lo Nichale, that applies to Kol Tarkula, doesn't apply on Shabbos? The answer is, because in order to institute and apply a Kula on Shabbos, you need a Chisar Nemeleches Machsheves. But in the case of Sikresha, there is no Chisar of Meleches Machsheves. So what's Lo Nichale going to help you? Lo Nichale basically reiterates Dov Hashanim Iskavin. What Lo Nichale allows in the Aruch's frame of reference is to resurrect a Dov Hashanim Iskavin. It was buried deep down under the ground because of the Sikresha. Now I could unearth it from the ground based on Lo Nichale, because Lo Nichale means it's an Einam Iskavin, because what's Einam Iskavin? Einam Rotsa. And if it's Eino Velo Nichle, it means it's Eino Rotzelo. So again, I can take Psikresh Lo Nichle of the Aruch in universal terms of Dov Hashanim Iskavin, and it's going to work in Dov Hashanim Iskavin. But as long as I hold like Rav Shimon that Dov Hashanim Iskavin is Mutter, in Rabbi Yehuda's frame of reference, Dov Hashanim Iskavin is not an element at all. Kavana hin, kavana her, you're always chayav. So what is Lo Nichle going to do for me? So the Aruch is not going to help me for Rabbi Yehuda. It's not going to help me for Shabbos on the Meleches Machsheves because he has the idea based on Psikresha. Where can it help us? So Rav Chaim carves out a definite location, an area in which Psikresha Lo Nichle of the Aruch is going to be effective. That is, with regard to Kol HaTorah Kula, in Rav Shimon's frame of reference. So a Psikresh Lo Nichale is not a Meleches Machsheves Halacha, it's a Dov Hashanim Iskavin Halacha. And the Rosh Yeshiva of Tor V'Das, with all due respect, has no right to attack Rav Chaim, because the whole logic of Psikresh Lo Nichale is to attack the Psikresha. Why do I want to attack the Psikresha? What do I get by neutralizing the Psikresh element and zapping it, dissolving it? I go back to Dov Hashanim Iskavin. So now decide, what's the deal of Dov Hashanim Iskavin? Dov Hashanim Iskavin is not a Shabbos halacha, it's a universal halacha in Kol HaTorah Kula. Rav Shimon holds Dov Hashanim Iskavin is potter in Kol HaTorah Kula, potter in Shabbos. Rav Yehuda says Dov Hashanim Iskavin is chayiv in Kol HaTorah Kula, chayiv in Shabbos. Dov Hashanim Iskavin was never a unique halacha in in Shabbos. It becomes a unique halach in Shabbos b'toras moleches machshavas if there's no psikration, because if no psikration, there's no yediyah and there's no machshava. But once you get to the point where you check off the box of psikration, at that point, there's no discussion here about moleches machshavas. Moleches machshavas is not on the is not an issue. The only issue is, can we somehow, despite the psikration, resurrect the Dovah Shein Miskamen and apply universal Ptur according to Rav Shimon? And that's where the Aruch comes to forward, comes up to the plate, and he says that if it's Lo Nichole, it makes it into a Dovah Shein Miskamen. So again, from a certain perspective, once you accept the fundamentals of Rav Chaim, meaning the definition of Einu Miskamen, the definition of Melechus Machsheves, then after that, everything is easy. Rav Chaim is absolutely intuitive, because basically intuition tells me that the Aruch's psikreishlo nichole is coming to resurrect the halacha of Dover Sheinu Miskamen. And that's, I think, exactly what he does. So we have a few minutes left. I can either take questions now, or what I'd rather do is fill you in on the last part of Reb Chaim, and then the part of Reb Chaim that we skipped. So in the last paragraph of Reb Chaim, he goes back to his original kasha. How could the Rambam allow Mafis Mursa on Shabbos if he's interested in taking out the pas? After all, he's making a Pesach. And if he's making a Pesach, then he should be chai from Meleches Bona. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos on Daf Kuf Zayin says the reason why Mafis Murs is okay on Shabbos is because of Melacha Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa. He doesn't need the Pesach. But the Rambam Paskin said Melacha Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa is chai. So how could the Rambam allow for Mafis Murs? The same question you could ask according to Shmuel. How is Shmuel allowing Mafis Mursa in Shabbos Daf Gimel when Shmuel on Daf Mem Beis Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda Melach Shein Tzrichu is also? The answer is that we're talking about a Dover She'edim Iskamin. He doesn't have Kavana to create the Pesach. Now what are you going to tell me? But it's a psikresha. The answer is the Rambam Paskins like Reb Shimon. Once he passes like Reb Shimon, a psikresha lo nichole becomes a Dover Sheinu Miskamen. And therefore it's mutter. The Gemara says the only reason Mafis Mursa is mutter is because of Melach Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa. That's Rav. Because Rav Paskins in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Mem Beis, like Rabbi Yehuda as far as Dover Sheinu Miskamen. So Rav on the one hand agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that Dover Sheinu Miskamen is chayav, but on the other hand, he agrees with Rav Shimon that Melach Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa is potter. So in the case of Mafis Mursa, Mafis Mursa is a very fascinating case. You could be mater Mafis Mursa on the one of two possible categories, maybe even both, but a one of two, and it all depends what you know where you fit into this double machlokas. Here, machlokas about Melach Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa, machlokas about Dover Sheinu Miskamen. You can paskin that Mafis Mursa is mutter under the halacha of Dover Sheinu Miskamen if you paskin like Reb Shimon that Dover Sheinu Miskamen is potur, and then we're going to apply the principle of the Aruch of Psikrei Shlo Nichole. You can paskin like that Mafis Mursa is mutter even if you hold like Reb Yehuda that Dover Sheinu Miskamen is chayav if you have to paskin like Reb Shimon in Melacha Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa. So the Gemara there is the Gemara of Rav. Rav happens to hold that a Dover Sheinu Miskamen is chayav like Rabbi Yehuda, so that therefore Dover Sheinu Miskamen is not going to be at all helpful for Rav to justify the heter of Mafis Mursa. What could be meaningful for Rav is Melach Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa, because Rav happens to paskin like Rabbi Shimon and Melach Sheinu Tzricha. Now we shift over to Shmuel on Daf Gimel and the Rambam in Perek Yud Milchus Shabbos. Both Shmuel and the Rambam paskin that Melach Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa is chayav. But they also both accept the principle of Reb Shimon that Dover Sheinu Miskamen is mutter. Now we can apply the principle of the Aruch. And we're going to say that Mafis Mursa, as far as Meleches Bona is concerned, meaning the Pesach, is a Psikrei Shlo Nichole. If it's a Psikrei Shlo Nichole, it becomes a Dover Sheinu Miskamen, which is mutter according to Reb Shimon and Shmuel Paskins like Reb Shimon.
But I thought Reb Chaim doesn't allow you to apply for the Aruch's principle of Nichole and Shabbos.
He applies it b'toras Dover Sheinu Miskamen. So if he holds like the Rambam happens to paskin like Reb Shimon and Dover Sheinu Miskamen, and therefore he can apply the Aruch Shita to resurrect Dovah Sheinim Iskavim despite the fact that it's a psik reisha. The Lo Nichalei makes it into a Dovah Sheinim Iskavim. What's Dovah Sheinim Iskavim? Ain't Lo Ratzon. What's Lo Nichalei? Ain't Lo Ratzon.
Then I don't understand. How did Rav Chaim come to tell us before that you can't apply the Aruch's principle in the Hilchot Shabbos because Hilchot Shabbos I only need Yedder and I have Yedder.
So again, let me reformulate it. Maybe I said that, but I was not medayik in my lashon. What I meant to say is that according to Rav Chaim, you cannot apply Psik Reish Lo Nichalei under the halacha of Meleches Machshavos. The Aruch does apply Psik Reish Lo Nichalei to neutralize. I call it to dissolve. You know, to zap. Hey, you know, like Chas Shalom, let's say it was a Chavis Chashudis, you call in a robot, and the robot, you know, hits it with a laser gun, I don't know what, and zaps it. So the Psik Reisha now zaps Dovah Sheinim Iskavim, comes along Lo Nichalei and zaps the Psik Reisha in order to protect and resurrect Dovah Sheinim Iskavim. So wherever Dovah Sheinim Iskavim will help me, which means Rav Shimon, then the Aruch applies. Because then I'm going to say it's a Dovah Sheinim Iskavim. If you're talking about Meleches Machsheves, for example, according to Rabbi Yehuda, by zapping the Psik Reisha, you're not going to gain a thing. Why? Because what are you going to get back? Dovah Sheinim Iskavim? Dovah Sheinim Iskavim is irrelevant according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the only thing that you could allow for is Meleches Machsheves. And here's where Rabbi Chaim says in Chiddush that the Lo Nichalei doesn't have any bearing, any relevance to Meleches Machsheves. So when Lo Nichalei applies, the Aruch applies, that's because of Rabbi Shimon's Dovah Sheinim Iskavim. So the Rambam could allow for Mafis Mursa, even though he's making a Pesach, and even if he knows he's making a Pesach, because of the Aruch. What gives the Rambam that luxury to apply the Aruch here? Not the Halacha of Meleches Machsheves, because the Aruch doesn't help us in Meleches Machsheves, but the universal Halacha of Dovah Sheinim Iskavim, Shabbos is Lo Garua, Mishari Suri Torah. And if the Psik Reisha Lo Nichalei of the Aruch can zap the Psik Reisha and resurrect the Dovah Sheinim Iskavim, because what is Dovah Sheinim Iskavim? It means he has no Ratzon, and Lo Nichalei means just that, he has no Ratzon, then the Rambam is going to allow Psik Reisha, not under the Meleches Machsheves halacha, but under the universal halacha of Dovah Sheinim Iskavim. Meaning, why does this halacha of Psik Reisha with the Aruch appear in the Rambam in Hilchot Shabbos? It really doesn't belong in Hilchot Shabbos. The answer is because Mafis Mursa is only also in Shabbos. So that's why the Rambam codifies it in Hilchot Shabbos. There's no general Issa the rest of the week to be Mafis Mursa. Do your Mafis Mursa from Sunday till Friday noon, Friday evening, as many times as you can to Tovah Bracha. But the problem is now the sun sets on Friday night, you have a problem with Mafis Mursa because you're creating a Pesach. That's called Meleches Bona. Here's where the Rambam is going to allow you based on Rav Shimon's principle of Dovah Sheinim Iskavim. Why? Because the Aruch says that I can take the Psik Reisha which kills the Dovah Sheinim Iskavim, and I can kill the Psik Reisha, resurrect the Dovah Sheinim Iskavim based on the Lo Nichalei. How does Lo Nichalei accomplish that feat? Because Lo Nichalei means Einam Iskavim. What does miskavim mean? Miskavim means I want to benefit from this Isur. Lo Nichalei means I don't want to benefit from this Isur. So basically, Psik Reisha Lo Nichalei equals a Dovah Sheinim Iskavim.
But that wasn't Rav Chaim's definition of Lo Miskavim. Miskavim was Yedda, not Ratzon.
No, Meleches Machsheves is Yedda, and Dovah Sheinim Iskavim is Ratzon. Let's see it inside.
Okay.
Let's see it inside. Now, again, what time is it? We still have 5 minutes. Let me just show it to you inside, so I don't want you to think that Berzon created this whole thing. If you want to blame anyone, you blame Rav Chaim, but not me. So we're in the main paragraph here on the left column of Vav, right? Vav, the long, long column here. And you want to look for the following words. He says, Vehein Nira. So you're counting down from the top. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down from the top. Dahani Shnei Dinim Chalukim Hem B'Yisod Dinim Ha'Anodah Din Dovah Sheinim Iskavim, and then Din Meleches Machsheves. Din Dovah Sheinim Iskavim, this is what you want to underline, and if you have a highlight, you should highlight it in green, yellow, gold, every color that's in the rainbow. The Din Dovah Sheinim Iskavim, now Ikar Toli B'Kavanoso Uritzono. Even on Shabbos, this has nothing to do with Shabbos. It's totally irrelevant to Shabbos. He's not up to Shabbos yet. As far as Kol HaTorah Kula, whether it's Shari Surim, whether it's Shabbos, Dovah Sheinim Iskavim means Ratzon. He doesn't have Ratzon. V'afil yodea bevadei she'os ha'dovar v'osa es ha'dovar bedas. Das here means yediyah, so he has absolute knowledge. Nevertheless, is he miskaven? Is he not miskaven? Does he have rotzon? Does he have no rotzon? Okay, now fast forward, if you will, to masha'en kein bedin meleches machsheves, which again should have been a separate paragraph. Can you find that? It's about 20 lines down. Masha'en kein bedin meleches machsheves ein yisod dino toli klal bekavanu rotzon. Your kavan and your rotzon is irrelevant to meleches machsheves ki im bedas she'oses hamloch, meaning yediyah that he knows it's going to happen. And Rav Chaim has a gorgeous proof of this from the fact that you're potter misasek, and misasek is a p'tur b'leches machsheves because he has no idea that this is going to happen. He's totally unaware. Misasek has nothing to do with rotzon, irrelevant to rotzon. Now, if you want to drop down another few lines, you'll find about 10 lines later. So again, if you're talking about Eino Miskaven, and you're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda's moda that if it's Eino Miskaven in a case of Shabbos, it's a Ptur Meleches Machsheves, basically what do you say? That there's no Psik Rish. Do you have that? That there's no Psik Rish. If we had a choir, I would ask you to sing those words over and over. There's no psik reish. That's the key to understand this Reb Chaim. And I read this Reb Chaim 1,000 times till I understood this Reb Chaim. Everything hinges on the fact that there's no psik reish. If there's no psik reish, then you could talk about Rabbi Yehuda being moded in Shabbos that a dover shenim is kavin is potter. Why? Because there's no psik reish. What does that mean? There's no psik reish? It means there's no meleches machsheves. So as far as Dov Hashem is Kavin, Kavon Ahin, Kavon Aher, Rabbi Yehuda says that's irrelevant. In Kol Torah Kulin and in Shabbos, it's totally irrelevant. What is relevant in Shabbos is going to be Meleches Machsheves, which means Yediyah, and that depends and hinges on one question only. Is there a Psik Reisha or there's no Psik Reisha? If there's no Psik Reisha, then there's no Meleches Machsheves. Don't mistakenly call it a Dov Hashem is Kavin, because you may trip and fall into a pach here if you say those words. It's true, it's a Dover Shein HaMiskavim. Why is a Dover Shein HaMiskavim potter in Shabbos according to Rabbi Yehuda? Because there's no psikration. If there's no psikration, there's no yediyah. And if there's no yediyah, there's no meleches machsheves. Masha Ein Kein, according to the Aruch, is talking about Rav Shimon. Because what does the Aruch introduce here? There is a psikration. Now, once the psikration of meleches machsheves is already checked off, you fulfill that requirement. He has his yediyah. So nichalei alo nichalei is irrelevant. The chiddush of the Aruch is that even though it's a psikration which completely nipped in the bud and neutralized Dover Sheinim is coming, no. The lo nichalei is going to bring up from the dead the Dover Sheinim is coming. And why? Because what is Dover Sheinim is coming? Ein lo rotzon. What is lo nichalei? Ein lo rotzon. That's what the Aruch had in mind. So if you're dealing with Reb Shimon, then a psikration lo nichle is very relevant because it's going to resurrect the halach of Dov Hashem Miskavin, and Rav Shimon holds in Kol Torah Kulin Dov Hashem Miskavin is potter. As far as Meleches Machsheves is concerned, as we said, the Aruch is totally irrelevant. If you're dealing in the framework of Rabbi Yehuda holds Dov Hashem Miskavin is chayiv in Kol Torah Kulin, then what are you going to gain by the psikration lo nichle? Are you going to bring us back to Dov Hashem Miskavin? So what? Rabbi Yehuda says Dov Hashem Miskavin is chayiv. You're going to tell me, well, it's not Meleches Machsheves. It is Meleches Machsheves. What makes it into Meleches Machsheves, Rabbosai? What are the two holy words today? Psikresha. Psikresha equals Meleches Machsheves, and nothing can undo that. That's an irreversible move. In chess, once you move that, you know, you move into the box, what's it called, the position of Psikresha, forget about Meleches Machsheves. It's a done deal. You have a Meleches Machsheves. So where does the Aruch help me with that? Lo nichale? It's a psikresha. The answer is, has nothing to do with Meleches Machsheves. Reb Chaim's chiddush, his breakthrough is, that allows me to undo what psikresha has undone. To undo what psikresha has undone. What did psikresha undo? Dov Hashem is coming. Now, a lo nichle is going to undo the psikresha, and we're back to Dov Hashem is coming. How does that happen magically? The answer is, because what is Dov Hashem is coming? Chisaron Rotzon. What is lo nichle? Chisaron Rotzon. That's the Reb Chaim. And I think all the accusations against Reb Chaim are false lies.
And later we discuss how Rav and Shmuel look at this thing, whether it's a Dabbish and Miskabim, or Mlamachin, to fit their psak.
Right.
Does that fit our definition of what we said before about the one paper, two chafats, I mean one derech, two drachim, in terms of whether it's Dabbish and Miskabim, or Mlamachin, or Gufa? There were two ways of achieving the goal versus one act. Does it fit that definition?
I lost you here.
We talked about before that. How do you define the difference between whether it's Mlamachin, or Dabbish and Miskabim? Dabbish and Miskabim, there are two ways I can go about doing the act.
I can pick
up the chair and carry it, or I can schlep it on the ground. But Belachshin Tzivlagufa, there was only one way to achieve the goal. Now, when Rab and Shmuel are flipping, you know, this halacha to meet their needs, does it fit that definition of how we look at those? Because obviously it's the same act, yet one calls it
so that's, I think, I'm not sure if this is your question, the Chazon Ish, and I was very happy about this, because this is where I had a problem. He's talking about Tzedas Nachash. Where does Belachshin Tzivlagufa, where does Dabbishin Miskam fit into Belachshin Tzivlagufa? I'm sorry. Where does Dabbishin Miskabi fit into Tzedas Nachash? Tzedas Nachash means he's capturing the Nachash. You can talk about why he's capturing the Nachash, which is Lachshin Tzichel Aguf, what's his Tzorech, what's his interest, and so forth and so on. But you can't say it's a Dabbishin Miskabi. That's exactly what he's doing. So I don't know if that question is relevant according to Reb Chaim. I'm hoping that it's not relevant, but for that I need a little bit more time, which we